This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey man, good morning, how do you do?
Hey man,
just wanna talk about the boys in blue.
Hey man,
now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey man,
what's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too?
Hey man,
how was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey, man.
Is it true you're a deadhead too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball want to talk music with you.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Shout out to the old number fives for that banger of a jam. That'll put a cheese blanket on your ears.
Hell yes, it will.
You better believe it. We are so back, and the route to 162-0 begins tomorrow. We are now joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero. Hey, let's address it. How's Vinny Pasquantino doing, Mr. Cotrero? And also, how are you doing?
Well, I would think you would want to start with that first before Vinny, but
okay.
I'll go with Vinny first if that's your lead-in, but that's fine.
Let's talk about you. It is your show, so give us how was Arizona? It was nice to see you the other day.
You surprised me coming down the steps. I didn't know you were there.
Well, I was there the other day. The day before.
Called surprise.
It is called surprise. Surprise! I was there.
There you go.
but we'll go over Vinny's notes that I took for 3 days to kind of compare things before the season starts at a later date. If you want, you're laughing.
Well, I mean, why at a later date? If they're that important, should we do them before the season?
Okay, well, let's get to it. I think Bobby Witt's going to be a pretty good shortstop. I think Cole Reagans has got the stuff to lead a rotation. And I'll be honest with you, I love Jonathan India at the top of the lineup, Q.
He had an awesome spring. I mean, we obviously he's been doing this 4 or 5 years now in the big leagues, but the spring he had was incredible. The quality of the at-bats, how hard he hit the ball, what he swung at, but more importantly, what he didn't swing at. You know, he doesn't expand the zone. He's not overmatched by anything. He had a remarkable spring, and that's aside from results. And you don't put a lot of stock in the results, especially in Arizona spring training games for offenses. But the way that he approached things was incredible, and we put a lot on his plate. You know, moving around, playing third, playing left, playing second. the work he had to do away from the games. It was a great spring for Jonathan. It was great to get to know him better and, you know, just the start of something good. But I agree with you on the other points, too, about Cole and Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah, you think they're going to be good?
They better be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So how is Vinny doing?
Vinny's good. You know, I mean, I think even right the day of the injury, we had a pretty good sense that he was going to be okay. Like, it wasn't a terrible hamstring strain, but, you know, the fact that these last couple of days he's improved each day, we've added more work to him each day. You know, yesterday he ran a little, he took full BP, took ground balls. The day before was just a little, was BP in the cages. So today will be a full workout, and we'll just gauge him. I mean, we have to be responsible with what he's saying and how he's feeling, but we're very optimistic.
When you look at this team and you look at some, you know, some new faces, I mean, obviously you brought in Estevez in that bullpen. How do you change? I mean, maybe not change, but how do you feel going into this season with a revamped bullpen? That is something that, you know, is kind of in your backyard of what you've got to kind of focus on when it comes to these games.
Well, you need 13 really good pitchers, you know, and I think we've done a good job of building depth. The bullpen and the rotation is solid. So, you know, you don't know how any one game is going to unfold, mm-hmm. and any one series, any one week. So you got to be prepared for as many things as you can. But certainly adding a guy like Carlos to the Ursig, Harvey, Zerpa, Sam Long, all the guys that we saw do well last year, you know, that's certainly going to help us. And he's got a proven track record. He understands what he's doing. He knows how to prepare. He's a great teammate, and so all of those things are going to factor in and give us a big boost.
Getting him was a pretty big deal for you guys, because it looked like for a while, we're talking about Estevez, looking for through the prism, if you will, it looked like Santander was a target this offseason, didn't get him, but then immediately went out and signed a quality reliever. And I know I don't want to say new anymore, you're going into year three of this, and we've kind of had this conversation, but just to have the owner that John Sherman is and JJ and those two guys to be willing to go out there and give you what you need, how does that make your job easier, if you will, better, if you will, how you want to describe it, by having the wherewithal to know you got the backing of the money and the general manager?
Well, I think when the three of us, and along with Scott Sharp and the whole front office, you know, the pro scouting department, Jimmy Cuthbert, those guys that really put the work in on targeting the guys that we think are going to make us better, they take that to Mr. Sherman, and he signs off, or he, you know, moves on from certain things. But certainly that relationship is key to having a successful organization, and it starts with him. But, you know, JJ and I communicate very well. He communicates well with Mr. Sherman. So that's the key to it, is everybody's on the same page. We all know we want to win, and you can never have enough good players. Now, the financial aspect is something that's out of my realm, but when he says, let's go, we go. And that's exciting for us as an organization, but it should be exciting to the fans as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking to Matt Cotrero, the manager for the Royals. Kind of want to bring up opening day for you, because I have two questions here. One, how quickly are you going to be annoyed or pissed off when people start bringing up last season's results and trying to compare them to this season? Because I found out the hard way early on last year. And then also, like, what does opening day mean for you? You've been around the game for so long, but every year is different. Every year it's a new story, a new beginning. But what does opening day mean to Matt Cotrero?
Well, it's definitely something that you relish. I mean, you don't take it for granted. The fact that whether it's in the minor leagues or the big leagues or college, whatever, there's only one of these for every season. And, you know, the fact that I have the opportunity to manage a major league team and be around a great group of coaches and players and front office, you got to pinch yourself a little bit, right? Because you would think as a kid, like, you know, this is not something you think is going to be a possibility. And then when you're in this position, you got to really enjoy it. You know, and then it turns to being focused on our processes and trying to win the game. You know, I mean, you soak it in at the beginning. You know, you see the crowd, all the atmosphere, the introductions, and everybody's out there. It's a big deal, you know, and it's fun to enjoy that. And then as soon as that stuff's over, it's a game, and we got to do everything we can to win that game. So kind of divided attention prior to the game, and then get right into your routines. But, you know, I certainly don't take it for granted. I can tell you that. I look around every second and try to soak it in.
And then you have that
As far as your question about last year, last year's over, right?
That's right.
It has no bearing on what's going to happen this year, and there's really no sense in reflecting on it now that this year's here. Let's enjoy what we have.
No doubt.
But last year also springboards you to the attitude this year where the guys walk in, they say, we know we're in the playoffs this year because they had that taste of it last year. So I kind of liken you guys now to the Chiefs. We know, we expect you to be in the postseason knowing that you're going to be there. How does that change maybe the way you approach the regular season? Is there more of an urgency to the regular season than maybe there was if you're not with those expectations?
No, I don't think so, because where we would get in trouble, where any team gets in trouble, is if you start thinking about October in March. I mean, you can't do that in this game. There's 162 games. Every team's going to go through ups and downs. Every team's going to have injuries. Every team's going to have performance issues that we think, you know, underperformance from someone, overperformance from someone. And that's the beauty of building a deep roster, because you know you're going to need. Last year, you know, JJ brought it up. We used 52 players last year, and we were extremely healthy, you know, and we're starting the year with 26. So
wow.
There's going to be a lot of things that happen, and we have to be able to withstand those. And in my opinion, the best way to withstand those is you don't get ahead of yourself. You take your opportunity today to try to win. That's why I'm not a proponent of thinking about, oh, this is a tough stretch of the schedule or an easy stretch of the schedule. They're all tough, and if we approach it that way, that's our best chance to win.
All right, we'll get to Jack Caglione in a minute because I can see my co-host looking at me going, let's talk Jack, let's talk Jack. But before we get to him, who else, like, did you see down at spring training you were, like, surprised about in a good way where you walked away going, all right, I'm looking forward to seeing that guy at the big leagues, or in a year maybe this guy will be here, or he's on the roster. Is there somebody that jumped out for you?
Oh, certainly. You know, some of the arms that are going to be in Omaha were – outstanding. They were really fun to watch. The Noah Cameron, Winder Avila, Steven Zoback, those guys, they were phenomenal this spring. Their presence, the development that I've seen, you know, didn't see much of them in the past, but the little bit I saw in minor league camp to what they did in big league camp was phenomenal. You know, another guy that had a great year last year, he was the player of the year in Omaha, John Rave. He had a mm-hmm. he had a great spring. You know, so there's a lot to be excited about. But I'd say those pitchers, they really stand out as up-and-comers.
Speaking of one, you got a good one tomorrow. You're going up against the slab against Reagans. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a super fast game because both guys are studs with Cole Reagans versus Tanner Bibee, or Bibee, however you want to say it. I know it's Bibee. But I want to ask you this. We're done with baseball. What's the best thing you did in this offseason?
Oh, well, that's a good question. We went on a family trip to Beaver Creek. We got our kids on skis for the first time. My wife's a snowboarder. I've skied my whole life, and this is the first time that we've gotten them out on skis, and they loved it. So the goal of the trip was have them like it and nobody to get hurt, and we accomplished both of those.
That's outstanding. That is very good. Is your wife happy to have you home?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Sure about that?
Well, who wouldn't be?
Golly.
I love it. All right. Tell us about Jack. When's he going to be in the lineup?
Well, you know what? I mean, let's be fair to Jack. I mean, he's got a month of minor league ball under his belt plus this spring. You know, Jack needs to go play. He needs to establish his routines. He has to deal with the ups and downs of every day. Mm. He's going to Double A, which is a very good level of baseball. That would be unfair to put a timetable on him. He had an incredible spring. He's an impressive person. He's an impressive player. He's physically imposing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason we drafted him as highly as we did in the first round. Our evaluators think the world of him, and he did nothing but impress this spring. So let's see him go out and knock the door down and force us to call him up at some point. But a timetable would not be fair to put on him.
No doubt about it. Q, we appreciate you back. It is a new season. It seems like it just happened, like we just ended it yesterday, but we're ready to go see if the boys in blue can take care of the business against the Guardians. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next Wednesday at 9 o'clock, my man.
Okay, guys. Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you.